Aye.
Red light's on.
Red light.
Thank you all for attending the council meeting for March 2025. I declare the meeting open at 5:42 PM. The Shire of Three Springs acknowledges the traditional owners of this land, the Southern Yamadji people, and their continuing connection to land, water and community. We pay our respects to them and their cultures and to elders past, present and emerging. Everyone is in attendance. There is no response to previous public questions taken on notice. There's public question time. There is none, but I'd like to acknowledge Mr. Steve Cosford in our audience.
Chamber of the gallery.
Gallery, thank you. Applications for leave of absence, which will be for the meeting to be held on Wednesday the 30th of April. Do we have any leaves of absence? Councillor Mills for April. Hang on, I'm just going to write April.
Unless I can zoom in.
Councillor, no, you're not allowed to.
You're not allowed to.
From there. Councillor Mutter also requires for April. Could I have someone move both of those leaves of absences? Thank you, Councillor Enor. Can I have someone second? Thank you, Councillor Eva. And we will pass them at 7. Thank you very much. You both can have April off. Confirmation of previous meeting minutes. We have the ordinary council meeting of the 26th of February 2025. I'm happy to move those. Can I have someone second the meeting minutes, please? Thank you, Councillor Mills. And no dissent past 7. And the Water and Risk Committee meeting minutes of the 26th of March 2025, which was just 5 minutes ago. I will also happily move those as I'm signing them, Councillor Enor. Thank you for seconding them. Pass them at 7 to nothing. Announcements by presiding persons without discussion are not much from me, other than the meetings, events and functions that I have attended for February. If anyone else has anything to add to the list, please let ES know before the minutes go out.
Maybe.
You've got time to add them later. That was also item 8. Item 9 is petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions is nil. Item 10.1, the compliance audit return for 2024. It is the officer's recommendation that the council authorise the 2024 compliance audit return. The Shire President and the Chief Executive Officer to sign the compliance audit return. The Chief Executive Officer is to submit the return to the Department of Local Government, Sports and Cultural Industries by the 31st of March 2025. Could I have someone move that record, please? Councillor Eva, thank you. Councillor Mutter, thank you. No dissent. Passed at 7. Item 10.2 is the proposed amendment to the power generation application. Councillor Mutter is about to leave the room with a declared declaration of interest. The officer's recommendation is that council approve the applicant's request to amend the planning approval for power generation upon 1719 Tompkins Road, Arrowsmith East, as contained in attachment 10.2.1, and supported by the air emissions assessment as contained in attachment 10.2.2 and the noise impact assessment as contained in attachment 10.2.3, subject to the following. The development shall be undertaken in accordance with the stamp approval plans and supporting documents, air emission, including any amendments and additional plans and information roadmap. Approval conditions and from the approved amendments. I think I said a lot of words, but not a lot of actual content in all of that. So, can some Can someone move that amended application? Or do we need clarification? Thank you, Councillor Connaughton. Thank you. And a second, Councillor Enoir, I've got you on that one. Thank you. Councillor Connaughton. Nothing to speak. Councillor Enoir. Nothing.
No, it does seem straightforward.
Very much straightforward. If there's no dissent, we will pass that at 7. Thank you. Continuing on to item 10.3, which
shall I call Councillor Mutterman?
No, you cannot.
Oh, we're
back because she's out for this one as well. Proposed workforce accommodation for strike energy application. So, officer's recommendation is the council grant planning approval. Grant planning approval for the establishment of a temporary workforce accommodation camp upon lot 10710 Tompkins Road, Arrowsmith East, subject to the following conditions, and I'm not going to read them all out, but it's as written there. Someone like to move that recommendation, please? I think I've got Councillor Eva and Councillor Thompson. Thank you. Councillor Eva.
So we had approved workforce accommodation previously
for the first construction of the well.
Is this in a different location?
It's a reconstruction.
Through the chair, I believe it's on the same site, but at a different location, but on the same site.
On the same?
It's all correct.
Okay. Any other questions or clarification we'd like? I would just like to ask the CEO to please put a question forward to Strike Energy, as they are no longer now using our workers' accommodation or campsite in town. What benefits or what contracts have been given to Three Springs businesses?
Yep.
Including everything from civil works.
Yep.
To cleaning, staffing. Yep, if you could please do that. So we, moving that along. Nothing else from anyone? If there's no dissent, we'll pass that at 6. Thank you. Now, Councillor Mutterman. What time is it? Eva. Did you get what time Councillor Mutterman left? 5:46. And she returned. Item 10.4 is the mid-year budget review 24 and 25. An absolute majority required. The officer's recommendation is that that council adopt the budget review for the period 1st of July 24 to 31st of December 24, as per the projected figures indicated in the budget review report below, and the 24-25 budget be amended as follows, and it is as is written there. Can I have someone move that recommendation, please? Councillor Hill, thank you. And Councillor Eva, thank you. Councillor Hill's all good. Councillor
Enoir,
question.
I just have a question. When we were discussing it earlier, and there was a duplicate, do the numbers need to be amended?
Yeah, we'll take it out and amend the numbers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wonderful question. Can I have a show of hands to approve that? Thank you. 7-0. Item 10.5 is the monthly financial report for the period 28th of February 2025. Officer's recommendation is that council accepts the monthly financial report for the period ending 28th February 2025. Can I have a mover and a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Beaver. Thank you. All right, I'll do. Thank you, Dean. Councillor Eva? No, and I'm good as well. And if there's no dissent for anyone, we will pass that at 7. Item 10.6 is accounts for payment for February 25. Is officer's recommendation that council accepts the accounts for payment as presented February 25 from the Commonwealth Bank account, municipal funds,
or as written there.
Total payments for February was $198,352.94. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Leonor, thank you. And a seconder, please. Councillor Leon. Any comments? Passing, no. Passing that at 7 as well. Item 11 is motions for which previous notice has been given is nil. Business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of meeting for elected members is nil, and for staff it is yes. We have a late agenda item for in regard to proposed amendments for approval from the solar farm. Could I have someone please move that we accept the late item into the meeting? Thank you, Councillor Mills. And seconded by Councillor Eva. Thank you. And we'll pass that at 7. So the late agenda item is 12.2.1, proposed amendment of approval for the solar farm. It is officer's recommendation and council resolution that council receive the noise assessment report provided in attachment 12.2.1. Approve the applicant's request to amend the development layout of the DAC to include a battery energy storage system within the approval development footprint. Advise the DAC of this amendment. Advise the applicant that the existing approvals are subject to conditions requiring their preparation and submission to the emissions management plan, and require that the development be completed in accordance with the emissions management plan. Advise the applicant that this planning approval does not negate the requirement for any additional approvals, and adhere to due diligence, which may be required under separate legislations, including but not limited to those listed there. Can someone move that recommendation, please? Councillor Connaughton, thank you. Councillor Mills, seconding, thank you. Councillor Connaughton? No.
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 All good. Excellent. We will pass that if there's no dissent, passing that at 7 as well. Item 13, members, questions by members without notice, nil. Questions members due notice given, nil. Time and date of the next ordinary meeting will be Wednesday 30 April at 5:30. There's no confidential items, so we declare the meeting closed at 5:55. All fives, and thank you for your attendance.